Acts chapter 5. They thought they had the perfect plan. They sold their field, gave some of the money to the apostles, but kept some of it for themselves. That wouldn't have been so bad, but Ananias and Sapphira decided to lie about it. They told Peter, "Oh yes, that was all the money. That was the entire price we sold the field for." But Spirit-filled Peter saw through their deception, and God struck each of them down dead. Jesus was not going to allow lies and hypocrisy to destroy his church. And then the Jewish leaders arrested the disciples yet again and threw them into prison. But Jesus was not about to let a little thing like prison stop his disciples from preaching the gospel. An angel appeared and let the disciples out of prison. Immediately, the disciples went back to the temple and started preaching again. The Jewish leaders had them arrested again. They were questioned again before the whole council. And look at what Peter says in Acts 5, verses 30 through 32. "The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Peter again tells them that Jesus is no longer dead, but alive. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God. How else did the disciples get out of a locked prison without the guards seeing anything? Why is it that Peter is not intimidated by the Jewish leaders? Why is it that no matter how many times he is arrested and threatened, he continues to proclaim Jesus as the resurrected Lord and Savior? Well, I think there are many reasons. Peter remembers what Jesus told him while he was still on earth. Jesus told them many things about persecution and opposition. But I wanted to share this one thing from Matthew 16, verse 18. "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." Peter is not worried about opposition or persecution. He knows that no matter what Satan sends against them, Jesus will continue to build his church. And when Jesus builds his church, nothing can prevail against him. Strangely enough, this fact is recognized by Gamaliel, a member of the Jewish council. He stood up and addressed the council. Look at what he says in verses 38 through 39 of chapter 5 there. "Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go, for if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God." When God seeks to accomplish something, he is unstoppable. So the question is, was the early church a work of God? Well, look at the rest of the book of Acts. Disputes arise among the believers, but they are resolved, and the church continues to grow. Stephen is stoned, the believers are scattered, but the church continues to grow. King Herod has the apostle James beheaded. He arrests Peter, but an angel frees Peter, and then Herod himself is struck down dead, and the church continues to grow. The greatest persecutor of the church, Saul, has a vision of the resurrected Jesus. He is converted. He becomes a Christian. Then he proceeds to plant churches all over the Roman Empire. He is stoned, arrested, beaten, imprisoned, shipwrecked, and yet he continues to spread the message of the gospel even to the city of Rome itself. But you don't need to look at the book of Acts to know the church is a work of God. Look at your calendar. It's almost 2,000 years since Jesus walked upon this earth. And look at a map. We are sitting 5,573.5 miles from the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And yet, look around you. Here is a gathering of believers. Here is a group of people making up a church. Here are people who believe that Jesus has risen from the dead and still lives today. The church continues on. The church continues to spread. The church has even spread to Narragansett, Rhode Island. The church is a work of God. Jesus has built his church. Here it is. Sure, the people here are not perfect. The people here may have their arguments. The people may become divided. The people may have their share of sin and hypocrisy. Our beliefs may be ridiculed by those around us. But in the end, the gates of hell will not prevail against us. Jesus will overcome it all. He will continue to build His church. We are the heavenly juggernaut, powered by Christ. And the living Lord is unstoppable. We're going to sing one more song, and then I know you don't want to see me again, but I'm going to say a few more words.